know what time it is. Time to hang out
with Mr. Cool.
With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper.
Get the lady school.
From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper.
Hang with Mr. Cool.
With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper.
Get the lady school.
From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper.
Welcome to the Bit Scoop with Coop. I'm your host, Coop. Big shout outs to everybody that's listening right now on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, or wherever you're listening to. Also, don't forget, if you want to see the video recording of this show, make sure you go to thebitscoopwithcoop.com where you can catch episodes from season one all the way now. Also, you can catch me on Facebook, facebook.com/thebitscoopwithcoop. Also on Instagram, IGTV, baby. You can catch me there at Big Scoop with Coop and on YouTube at The Bit Scoop with Coop. That's right, people. Okay, enough about me. So today's guest I have, he is a former NFL player. He is the brother of Rob Gronkowski. That's right, Gronk, that played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Super Bowl champion. That's right. And he is the CEO of Ice Shaker. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Gronkowski. Now, Chris has recently been seen on Shark Tank with him and his brothers. They cut a deal with Mark Cuban and A-Rod. Great things been happening for his company ever since then. All right, people, you know what? Let's chop it up with Chris. Let's talk a little football. Let's talk about his family. Let's talk about Ice Shaker. Let's see what's going on with Chris. Let's do it.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. I like that intro. That was beast mode.
Hey, yes, sir. Yes, sir. How's your day going so far?
Man, good. It's Friday right now, so... A lot of big things going on. Got a cool party tomorrow and then going to the game on Monday. So looking like my brother's going to play. So I got to come back and, watch him do his thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, Chris, you will hate me for this one. I've been a Washington fan since 88. Now, I'm not going to lie. If your brother was on the field, AB was there, I believe you guys would have spanked this real well. But, you know, we're going to take that win and we're going to run like Forrest Gump with it. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm not going to lie. I took it. I do weekly picks. And I took Washington that week. I didn't think they were going to win, but I did think it was going to be a good game because, they played them tough in the playoffs. And, Rob did a great job with Chase Young, and he was going one-on-one with them, which I thought it kind of solidified his, just whole man, like that's Hall of Fame kind of stuff right there. When I saw him going one-on-one with one of the best pass rushers in the league in the playoffs, blindside on a quarterback who was 43 years old, I'm like, man, like that's legendary stuff right there. So without him there, I just thought it limited their offense a lot. So I thought it was going to be a pretty tough game, and it was.
It was. That was the rematch from last year.
Yeah.
The good thing is, it's a good and bad for that situation. Now, Chase is hurt. Don't know. They're saying it might be season long that he's going to be out. The return of Rob. This week, right?
Yep, it's looking like this week. He's yesterday, so this week.
When's the last time you spoke to him?
A couple days ago, but I don't like to ask him those questions because then people ask me, and if I know the answer, it's hard for me to lie. So, there's a lot of strategy behind that, especially when he was in New England. They've asked us, and our family members have gotten in trouble for saying comments. To the media because, it is strategy in the NFL, and that is something that's valuable. If a team has to prepare for a player with a certain skill set and then he doesn't play, they spend a lot of time on something that they could have been using that time for other things. There's a lot of strategy there. So I personally don't ask him if he's going to play or not because I don't want to know.
No, I was going to just tell you next time you talk to him again, make sure you tell him that I said take it easy when you get back on that field. We don't need to see another injury again. We need him rest of the season running.
Yeah, man. Really what it comes down to is, and you see it all the time, it's who's the healthiest during the playoffs. And now with a 17-game season, that's going to be huge. Who's actually healthy at the end of this year? Those are usually the teams that make these amazing Super Bowl runs out of nowhere and end up winning it all. So that's the name of the game. Be healthy at the end, come together as a team at the end, catch fire at the end, and win a Super Bowl.
That's right. All right, so we talked about your brother. Good, your brother's recovering. Everything's going good.
But Chris, man, today is about you, man. This is all about you. Now, Chris, like I said, you're not, I mean, you're no stranger to the field yourself. You know, the whole Gronk family, you guys have been doing things from baseball all the way up to all different types of sports, football, everything. But Chris, when did you first realize that you have a love for football?
Man, I started liking football because my older brother started playing, and he was the stud quarterback, and he was 6'6", 235 in high school. And I was like, man, that guy is cool. I want to be like that. So my brother Dan was the first one to play. My oldest brother Gordy never played football, but seeing Dan do it and watching him play, that's what gave me the fire to want to play myself. And that's what we caught it, man. Really, we didn't even play till high school. So I started playing high school football, and that was when it all started.
Wow. Now, you know what? I tell people a lot of times, whenever you have a love for doing something and you see it at a young age, it's going to stick inside of you. And look what happened. It stuck inside of you. I mean, you took it all the way to the top. You did your thing. Now, I see that, you know, your brother, he did his thing. I'm talking about your older brother did his thing. You saw him. You was like, I want to get on the field. I want to try this also. Now, when you ran through high school, you ran through, you did your thing there. What type of hurdles did you have to go through to get to the NFL?
Man, I got to go through all of them. Yeah, Buffalo, New York, trying to come out and play Division I football was hard enough. I was probably not even, I wasn't even the best in my family. Wasn't the second best, maybe the third best football player in the family. I had no D1 offers until the last minute. I ended up accepting one to go to the University of Maryland because they lost a bunch of players. So I was actually going Ivy League. So if I went Ivy League, I probably would have never made it to the next level. So wanted to play at the highest level. So when I got that offer, I was pumped to be there. But, man, always a two-star recruit. Just kind of squeaked by. Really got that offer because my grades were really good and they were about to go on academic probation. So kind of just a crazy story, always an underdog. And never thought I'd make it to the next level. So for me, it was, man, if I can get school for free, that's amazing. Let's have fun. Let's enjoy it. Let's get the best degree I can. I got an accounting degree. And, for me, I thought it was over after college. So to just have one shot, one opportunity to make it to that next level as an undrafted free agent, that's all I needed. At that point, my three other brothers had been drafted. I was the first brother in the family not to be drafted. My younger brother just got drafted second round. So I had a lot of motivation. I could tell you that. Like, man, I wasn't going to be that one brother who didn't make it and then got asked that question every day of his life. Like, hey man, what happened to you? How come your whole family made it, but you didn't? So, man, motivation was just through the roof, and I was going to find a way to succeed no matter what at that point.
And you know what? I think that should be your middle name, Chris, because you have succeeded in a lot of things already in your career. And the thing is, your life is still going, your career is still going, and who knows what's going to be next for you. I mean, you've been doing big things. I mean, outside the football field, you made your mark inside the football field also. You did a lot of good things. Now, this could be a crazy question, but I'm going to ask anyway, but I think I know the answer. But did you have any mentors that actually helped you out when you was in the NFL?
So at the actual NFL level, I think what really drove us was each other. Having your brother there, going through it together with someone is massive. That was always what we did, man. Like, we always push each other to that next level by competing with each other, even though we were on the same teams a lot of times. Because, man, when you play with your brother, all you want to do is go into that film room afterwards or after that big play and be like, bro, watch this. Yo, watch this big hit. Yo, watch this touchdown. Yo, watch this sweet route I ran. And you want to brag a little bit to your bro about how good you did. And especially when you play with each other, like I did with Rob in college. We were lining up next to each other. We were blocking guys together. We were, double teaming up to the linebackers. We were running routes together. And, man, you don't want to disappoint each other, so you both push each other to that next level. And then same with training. Like, in the weight room, I'm never going to let my little brother outbench me or out-squat me or outrun me, all that stuff. So it just became such a massive competition that pushed us to that next level. So I would say mentor-wise, my dad played football. He definitely helped us get to that next level. He was one of those dads that didn't force us to play. That's why my older brother never played football. But if we wanted to play, he'd help us get to that next level. So he put the full gym in our basement. He got a speed coach for us. He gave us all the tools to be successful if we wanted to be successful in what we're doing. So It was never forced upon us. It wasn't like, hey, you guys are playing football, we're a football family kind of thing. It was more like, hey, if you want to play sports, I'm going to help you to bring you to that next level if you want to get to that next level.
Nice, nice. And you see, a lot of people, they'll have the tools right in front of them, but they don't want to use it. It's like they're scared to take that next step in their life to get to where they need to. And it's right there in front of them. And I'm proud of you and your brothers, because all of y'all took the tools that was needed and you guys ran with it. You know what? Ran is an understatement. You guys speared through it. You guys flew through it. That's what y'all did. I'm not going to lie to you. Yes. Now, when you was younger, though, when you was a kid, I know you say you didn't start playing until high school, but did you knew ahead of time that something was going to be good for you and your brothers in the future that was coming through? Did you have a feeling?
I guess you don't realize how good you were at that time. Like, we knew we were the best players on our team, stuff like that, but you know, you're going against your older brothers and everything. So you didn't realize how much further you were ahead of other kids at that age. But you know, we were always really good hockey players. Is what we started playing was hockey and baseball. So we're always really good, always the best, you know, at our age groups for those teams that we grew up playing. But again, man, for me at least, I never thought I'd go NFL. I thought my brother Dan was just an absolute monster. You know, 6'6", 235, playing quarterback. I was like, man, like, you know, he has a good chance to go to D1 college, but still, you know, you're told so many times over and over that the NFL is a one in a million chance kind of thing. Like, get your grades, you know, really study, because, you know, no one really makes it. You know, that's kind of a dream, especially for Buffalo, New York. So, yeah, man, that was kind of how it was. So, especially for me, I never thought I'd get to that next level.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen that's watching worldwide right now, if you have not seen the Gronkowski family play, one, you've been living on the rock. Two, you don't watch sports. Or three, you're massively behind. Go on YouTube, look them up. I'm telling you, you can find the footage. This family is a beast. And I'm telling you, the Gronk name goes strong off and on the football field. You better make sure you keep up with the Gronk family. Make sure you keep up with them. Now, you talked about competition a while ago. You know, you saying y'all lining up together, y'all train together. Now, there's one other way that I saw y'all come together, and I saw it live when it happened, Chris. You guys appeared up on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
All family, and you guys put on a freaking show. That's what y'all did. Now, how excited were you when you found out that you landed that deal, you know, with your brothers on Shark Tank with Mark Cuban and A-Rod? How excited were you?
Man, I was freaking pumped. So what they don't show you on the show is that, you know, you're up there for a long time. You know, what they did show you was us coming out of the tunnel, chest bumping, playing flip cup, you know, having a good time. And then all of a sudden I'm getting offers, right? Yep. And that's not how it was. You know, I was up there for, man, probably 25, 30 minutes getting just drilled, man. Every question they could think. You know, what'd you do in high school? What'd you do before high school? Did you work? You know, I was breaking out, like, you know, my paper route days, my umpiring days, man, everything. And then after college, what'd you do? What'd you do during college? What degree do you have? What school do you go to? All that. You know, they knew every single thing about me before they made an initial offer. So you don't see all that stuff. You don't see all the kind of boring stuff, but it's the real deal, man. You know, they're putting real money in. Mm-hmm. It's their own money. And you know, it was probably about 25 to 30 minutes in, and Mr. Wonderful came in with the first offer, and like, man, I couldn't be more pumped, because first off, Mr. Wonderful never comes in with the first offer, because he always offers at the end and tries to lowball the hell out of you. Yep. And, you know, number two, man, we're 30 minutes in and I'm thinking like, man, I thought this was a cool idea, but maybe it's not. You know, you start doubting yourself a little bit when no one's throwing anything out there. But eventually all five ended up throwing offers at us. And man, it was one of those feelings like, you know, I knew it, like the whole game plan's paying off. You know, this thing's about to be huge. And it was, man. It was the perfect opportunity for us. And it really shot the business up to the next level really overnight.
Mm-hmm. Now, Chris, I know, well, I'm not going to say I know, but was it in the back of your head when they were asking you that question, what did you do, what your life? Didn't you want to say, dude, look around you. You know who I am. You know my last name. You know what I've done. Why are you asking these questions? Did you want to say it?
Nah, man, because, I mean, what it comes down to is, like, people know the athletic side, right? Mm-hmm. They know we're good athletes, and there's a lot of good athletes, but there's not a lot of good athletes that then go on to be good in business as well. So that's a whole different side of things. Like, you can work really hard on the field and then off the field, like, you know, not really put that same effort in. So there's a lot there. They wanted to know everything behind the scenes. Luckily for us, you know, my dad's been in business for 32 years. We grew up watching him build his own business. He worked two jobs for 6 years getting this thing off the ground. So, you know, I had that background. I was able to tell them about that, and that was huge. You know, once they started figuring out that we were more than just athletes and that we had a great business background as well, that's when you really saw their eyes light up. So yeah, I think that stuff was important. On the field stuff is always, you know, it helps. It definitely helps, but that doesn't always translate off the field. So they wanted to make sure that there was something more than just, you know, some guys that knew how to catch some balls and hit some people.
Hey, I definitely understand. I definitely understand. Now, Chris, like I said, you're doing big things. You went on Shark Tank. You made the deal. Now, let's talk about this product that you have. It's called Ice Shaker. Show it to him one more time, Chris. Show it to him.
Yeah. I always got one with me, man. This is it's a new color we're going to come out with next year. So that's a little sneak peek right there.
Nice. Philly Eagles fans, Green Bay fans, get the color.
There you go.
Now, Chris, man, how did this actually come to part? How did you think about Ice Shaker and form it from your mind to actually a household name?
Yeah, man. So it sounds really easy when you think about it in your mind, but actually putting it into play, man, was definitely a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. And I'm glad I didn't know how hard it was going to be, man, because definitely probably made me think twice about doing it. But really the whole idea was, man, I'm here in Texas. I'm going to work. I'm bringing one bottle. It's insulated. It's awesome. You know, then I come home. I'm grabbing a plastic shaker. I'm making my pre-workout or BCAAs or whatever I'm bringing with me. By the time I get to the gym, it's warm. Yeah, you know, I take a sip. It smells awful. And I'm like, man, there's got to be some kind of insulated bottle out there that I could blend some powders in. So, you know, I'm going home that day and I'm thinking, like, I'm just going to snag something off Amazon or Google or whatever it is. And at that time, there was just nothing out there that you could actually pour powder in easily, blend it up, you'll clean it easily. That would also keep your drink cold and won't absorb the odor. So that was it, man. Like, that was kind of the aha moment. Like, you know, I'm sick of drinking warm drinks at the gym. And when it's 102 degrees out, I'm just going to make one cup. And really the idea was make one cup I could use all day, every day. You know, I was super simple guy. Like, I'm like, man, I don't need five cups in the sink at the end of the day. I'll just use one bottle all day long, water, pre-workout, post-workout, just rinse it out, fill it back up with water. I'm good. And yeah, that was the idea. So started it, basically took an insulated cup and put a shaker top on it. And that was it. And people still to this day are like, man, I thought about that years ago. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure you did. But the hardest step is that first step, man. Like, no one knows what to do next. No one wants to put the money, the time into it. You have to figure out how to actually make a product. And then after that, it's so much more, man. I mean, it really comes down to, you know, you have to build a whole team and culture around something to really make it work, man. I still remember my first week. I made a couple posts about it. I think I sold one bottle to a fan and all the rest were to family members that I pretty much forced to buy it and leave me reviews. And at that point, I was shipping out of my upstairs in my house. And I'm like, man, this is going to be a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
Wow. Now, how supportive have your family been? I know you said, you know, they all bought one, but as far as it goes for the business side of it, how supportive have your whole family been towards Ice Shaker?
Yeah, man. So what's cool now is Rob's a part owner. He ended up buying Alex out a couple of years into it. When he retired, he's like, bro, I want to get in the business world. Like, I want to kind of see this. And, you know, obviously love Ice Shaker and, you know, was on Shark Tank with you. And, you know, can I get back in? I'm like, yeah, man. So he got in. The rest of the family, what's cool about it is we all kind of work in the sports and fitness you know, arena, really, is what it comes down to. Dad's been in business for 32 years selling fitness equipment. My two older brothers work for him. My younger brother works for a company that does top golf events and tailgate kind of events. Okay. So crossover so much that every day we're on the phone with each other talking about something. But what's cool about it is we're able to help each other without being on top of each other at the same time. So there's enough space there where it makes sense you know, we all can kind of do our own thing. And then at the same time, we're also able to help each other out so much. So, man, it's a great setup we got going on. And when you love sports and fitness and in health, it all just crosses over anyway. So we all are always doing stuff together.
That's what's up. And ladies and gentlemen worldwide, if you have not gotten an Ice Shaker already, you need to get it. Chris, while everybody's watching right now, how can everybody get an Ice Shaker?
Yeah, for sure. So iceshaker.com, we ship nationwide or worldwide as well. If you're in the U.S., we're in stores like GNC, Vitamin Shop, Lifetime Fitness. Man, we're going into 1900 Walmarts early next year as well. It's a huge, huge PO for us, which is awesome. Website's always best, though. Amazon, we're in Amazon, Amazon Australia, Amazon Canada as well. But by far, if you want to personalize the bottles or really get the newest up-to-date stuff, it's always going to be our website, iceshaker.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you go to iceshaker.com. Don't go right now because you're watching this interview.
Yeah.
After the interview, go to iceshaker.com. Make sure you order one. Order one for your family, your parents, your aunts. Even order one for your haters. Order them for everybody. Hey, man. You want to make sure you get this. iceshaker.com. If you're in the mall somewhere, stop by GNC. I guarantee there's a GNC in your mall. Stop in there. Get you an ice shaker also. Christmas is around the corner, people. Hint, hint. Get an ice shaker. You know what to do. Chris waiting for y'all to get it. Support them, guys. Make sure you support it. Now, Chris, man, you, like I said, you're doing a lot of things. A lot of people has got eyes on you and the family, not just for the athletic side, the business side. Everybody's seeing you propelling up. You're doing big things. Are there any other projects that you're working on that you want to let everybody know about?
Man, let's see. So we got a cool channel called The Gronx, youtube.com/The Gronx. So always doing cool stuff there. We do a live show every Thursday now, talking about football. We bring on different celebrities as well and fans and family members as well. So pretty cool project we have going there. Man, I'm always doing something new. I don't know how many things I've tapping into, but yeah, it's nonstop over here. But yeah, catch me on social. Always super active. I love to engage with my audience. I answer a lot of questions as well through my social media. So definitely check me out there as well at Chris Gronkowski.
Nice. Everybody, make sure you go follow Chris. You want to make sure you keep up with everything he's doing. Like I said, you never know when another color for the ice shaker come out. I'm hoping I will see me a burgundy and gold one representing Washington, Chris.
I'm waiting
for my ice shaker, man. Let me get the colors, man. Let me get the colors. Seriously. But you're doing big things, Chris. I want to say thank you, man. Make sure you follow on social media. Now, Chris, like I said, you're doing great things. Is there any advice that you'll give any male or female that, you know, wants to go into business and be just as successful as you and your family?
Yeah, man. I've learned way too much now. I wish I knew all this back when I first started. But first thing I would say, and why I started and why I think I was successful was, you know, just find something that you're super passionate about, and then, you know, find a way to, you know, kind of start a side hustle doing it. And that's what I did. So I love sports. I love fitness. I was working out twice a day. And so to me, it was, man, how can I get into the gym and, you know, kind of call it work? For me, that ended up being a shaker bottle. You know, so it started super simple, small side hustle, affordable side hustle that I could handle. I was shipping out of my own house upstairs here. I was doing all myself after hours. I was answering the emails, all that stuff. Built out a website for cheap. And, you know, I just kept grinding, you know, until it came to a point where I realized that I could support myself doing it. And then at that point, I went all in. So that's kind of my advice for someone who's trying to be an entrepreneur. It's like, hey, everyone thinks they have a really good idea. You don't really know if it is until you start it. Right. But if you absolutely love it enough and you're passionate about it, other people are going to be passionate about that too. It doesn't matter how stupid it is or sounds. If you're passionate about it, there's going to be a huge group of other people that are too. And there's some way in some form that you'll be able to make a living off of it. I mean, just watch Shark Tank and you'll see so many people that go on there and you're like, man, this is the stupidest idea. And then they tell you their sales and you're like, wow, I never thought of it like that. And my favorite example is, you know, the one guy, this one always sticks in my mind. I always talk about it for some reason, but he loves cats. And so he wants to have a drink with his cat, but cats can't drink alcohol. So he creates a drink that his cats can drink with him. And I watched this show and I'm like, man, this guy, like, you know, he obviously loves cats, maybe a little too much, but, you know, he loves them enough to make a drink for them. And I'm sitting there like, how many people, other people are that passionate about cats? So then he says his sales and this guy sold millions. And you're like, wow, man, that just shows you if you're passionate enough about it, so many other people are too. And, you know, you'll find a way. And this guy found a way to do it with making a drink for his cat, which is crazy, but it's there, man. So follow your passion. If you absolutely love it, what's going to happen too is those massive ups and down swings that you're going to get as an entrepreneur, you know, you're going to keep going. You're not going to quit on that first downswing because you love what you're doing. And for me, that first downswing was day one when our bottles showed up and half of them were bad. I had to hand change out every single lid on the bottles And that was 10,000 bottles and took months to do it.
Ooh.
You know, and I was super passionate about it. I didn't need the money. I was good. I just loved what I was doing, man. And that's why I kept going.
Nice. That's determination right there. Chris, man, I want to say thank you again. Everybody that's watching right now, if you're trying to become an entrepreneur, make sure you take down these gems that Chris just did. You want to make sure you get into what you need to do. Now, Chris, I do have one more unexpected question I do need to ask you real quick. Do you miss the field?
Man, so I would say the first year you do. But what you immediately notice is a lot of stress relief once it ends, man. At least for me, I was a bubble player. So any day I could get cut. If I got cut, I didn't get a paycheck that week. I might never play again. So it was super stressful for me. And I think a lot of guys as well. But if you miss a practice or you come 1 minute late to a practice, you know, you're either cut or it's $1,000 fine. If you come in and you're 1 pound overweight, you get charged $500 per pound per day that you're overweight. Everything you do is watched and recorded and then broken down. And you know, if you do something wrong, every single person knows it is watching it. So, man, the stress levels are insane. You know, people think you're just playing a game. At that point, once you get to the NFL, it's a job, and just like any other job, you know, it becomes something that you better perform and you better do it to the best of your abilities or you're gone. So, man, it was something that you'll always miss. And what you miss the most, I think, is more of that locker room feel, like being there with the boys, like everyone's there to win a game, one goal, one mission. You're in the locker room together. You're having a good time. Those are the things you remember forever, man. The stress, though, and like the actual, man, like not sleeping, grinding my teeth every single night, you know, worrying about one little play or one little assignment that, you know, I didn't do perfect. That stuff you don't miss, that's for sure.
I feel you. Now, Chris, this is the last segment of the show, and it's called Take the Floor. Now, you have up to 2 minutes to say whatever you want. No questions asked. Hey, Gronk, take the floor.
Dang, man. Yeah, I think I hit it pretty good before about passion, but I'll say one more thing kind of on those lines that I've learned over the years of being an entrepreneur. And I would say it really took me about 4 years to really figure out how to actually run a business the right way. And what was so shocking about it was the fact that it was all about just teamwork. You know, I grew up and I played all these amazing sports and all these amazing organizations. And it took me 4 years to really learn how to translate that into business. But when the pandemic hit, I really sat back and I said, wow, man, you know, what's separating us from these massive companies like a Yeti or the Hydro Flask or whatever it was? And really it came down to the people. It wasn't the product. The product's good. You know, it was really about the team. And that's really what separates it is, you know, how good is your team? And so at that point I looked at it and I was like, man, the best team and the best organizations I've ever seen was the NFL. So let's build that same structure in the business. And I sat down and did that. You know, I really considered myself the head coach at that point. I then made, you know, everyone else assistant coaches. We had players and the whole goal was, you know, just that same locker room feel. Everyone knows exactly what to do and everyone knows exactly how to win. So we went into 2021 with this new game plan, with this new structure, and everything changed for us, man. So we're having the best year we ever had. We'll 3x our profit this year with Iceshaker, and that locker room feeling is back. So my advice for anyone out there that's running a business or, you know, trying to get that kind of locker room feel, just look at it the same way as an NFL team and try to put that structure in play, and everyone then feels a part of it and everyone knows how to win. And things change really quickly. So that's my 2 minutes for today. I appreciate you having me on the show today, and I hope I brought some value to the listeners.
Of course you did. Everybody, once again, make sure you go to iceshaker.com, get your ice shaker. Make sure you follow Chris on social media. Check out the Grunts on YouTube. You got to make sure you catch that out. Make sure you catch him everywhere he's going. And ladies and gentlemen, of course, my next guest is... I never announce my next guest. You'll never know. You got to make sure you find out and follow and watch out for it. All right, people, follow Chris. Keep up with the family. Big shout out to the whole Grunt family, Chris. Until next time on the Bit Scoop with Coop.